Well, once again, a very warm welcome to Sheffield's Health Education Officer, Frank Rowntree. A very good evening to you, Frank. Christmas is coming, Frank. I know a lot of us are looking forward to all the very good things, the very special things that we have to eat. I know a lot of us are going to be sorry afterwards. I think you're the ideal man to give us a few pointers on the business of gluttony.
Well, now, you know, it is Christmas, and not only you is looking forward to it, I'm looking forward to it as well. And I do so hate to be thought of as a dismal Jimmy. I'm not dismal, far, far from it. I enjoy the flesh pots just as much as anybody else. I enjoy a good eat, I like to have a drink. But there are always buts, I'm afraid, with the pleasurable things. It is said, as you've no doubt heard before, if it's enjoyable, it's probably bad for you. That isn't really true. It's anything in excess is bad for you. And I think this is where a lot of people probably will be sorry over Christmas. They'll have an excess of staying up late. They'll have an excess of unusual foods, foods that are too rich. They'll have an excess of alcohol. They may even have an excess of their children jumping and bouncing all over the place, which will produce an excess of bad temper. All of these things can have repercussions the same day or the day after, particularly the excesses that one inflicts on one's gut. All very well if you are prepared to pay for it, but too much and you may well be sorry. And I think what we should remember is that this Christmas is a 3 or 4 day holiday for most people. So if you do go and overdo it in the first couple of days, you may well spoil the last couple of days. So a little bit of moderation, I would say, in everything for one's own sake and for the sake of the other members of the family. But don't go round thinking all the time, oh, if I do this, I'll be sorry. If I do that, I'll be sorry. Just use common sense. I certainly shall be digging in with a knife and fork, and I shall have a glass or two as well. But I'll try to do something that will offset perhaps the little bit of an excess. Make sure that you get some exercise in, a bit of fresh air. Balance out the rich foods with perhaps a plain breakfast the following day. All the time thinking of this question of balance. It's a good thing to do, it's a pleasurable thing to do, and it'll help one's own Christmas be a happy one and everybody else's Christmas to be a happy one. And that's what I hope we can all have.